Okay, let's begin. Brachas Daf Chavav, our topic related to Chavav, and really this is today's Daf, Brachas Chavav, is the transition in this Masechta between Kriyashma and Tefillah. The first 25 lot is focused on Kriyashma, as we know, the first three Prakim, and today's Daf, Tefillah Sashachar, the fourth parak of Brachas, really starts the discussion of the Amida, what we call Shmona Esrei. And that is tefillah. So I thought maybe we could review some of the thoughts that have come up already and that will come up, and some even on today's daf, and talk about the transition in davening, not just in this Masechta, where we go from Kriyat Shema to tefillah, but we could talk about the segue and the transition going from Kriyat Shema and tefillah. What is the relationship between them? What is the purpose of each one as they stand in their place every single day of our life? The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Havi Zahir b'kriyashma ubetfila. Be very careful. Be very careful. Say it properly. Have kavana. Know the messages of kriyashma and tefila. So we have to be zahir in both. But as we've seen already, there seems to be a couple of differences in halacha between kriyashma and tefila. So our job is to figure out what exactly do those differences reflect, and what exactly is the message between them. Right? We had yesterday's daf chaf hem and aleph, the top line. The Gemara said that I'm not allowed to daven shmona esrei without a shirt on, a male. The male is wearing pants with a belt, so one is not allowed to daven. But in Kriyat Shema, one can say Kriyat Shema me'ikar adin. Right? The Gemara said on the bottom of chaf dalan amaves. Amar Avuna, Haisa Taliso Chagurlo Amasnav, Mutalagosh Kriyashma, as long as my belt and my bottom is covered. Rashi, Lachasosa mi Masnav Ulamata, Avabishi mi Masnav Ulamal Hu Arum, Kore Kriyashma, he still says Kriyashma without a shirt on. But Tfila, Achichas es Libo. For Amida, for Shmona Esrei, then even your shirt, right, it has to be on. You can't dava without a shirt. One difference. Earlier, the beginning of the second parak, remember we had all those sugyas of Hefsik. When you're allowed to be mafsik, in between the parshios, in the middle of the parshios. So all discussions of kriyashma, for somebody who you're in awe of, somebody that you have covered for. Tosis points out there, you'd give him a bays, that for amida, there's no hefsekim, even if the king walks by. Right? We're going to have it later on also. That no matter who walks by, right in the middle of davening, you know, in the middle of the amida, one is not allowed to, be mafsik anything. We're going to talk about even if a snake wrapped around your leg. So that's what Tosva says. Tosva says here on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Nirish Emuter Lanos Kadosh Kedusha Beemsa Kriyashma. You could answer Kadosh and Kedusha at certain points. Dein Lachav and Bnei Kavod Gadol Mizeh, because it's covered for Hashem. Avo Beemsa Yudches Aser. But in the middle of the Amid is Aser. We can't even be mafsik between Geula and Tefila right before Shmona Esrei, let alone during Shmona Esrei. For sure not. And therefore, Tosva says one is allowed to be mafsik. So that's interesting. We're talking to Hashem when we say Kriyashma and when we say the Amida. And yeah, when we say the Amida, again, I'm calling it the Amida because that's what the Torah Tamima screams that we call everything Shmona Esrei. But really, it's not Shmona Esrei even on a weekday anymore. Now it's 19, and on Shabbos it's 7, and on Rosh Hashanah most of it's 9. So we call it Shmona Esrei, but for this year we'll try to call it the Amida, because that's really what the official name is. But here Tosva says that there's no Hefsekim allowed during the Amida. We had back on Daf Tezayin. Again, this is just a little overview and review, right? How far do we have to push ourselves to wash our hands before Kriyashma and before the Amida? And the Gemara says, Lechadchila, we should make sure our hands are clean before both of them. But the Gemara says there's a difference between how far one has to go in terms of achieving, in terms of finding water. I'm sorry, here it is, Tezvav and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Kol mish ein lo mayim lirchotz yadav mekanech yadav ba'afar u'bitzor u'bakismes. If you don't have what to wash your hands with, wash with anything that cleans. Kol midi tamanki. Rev Chizda layit amad mahadir amay bidin slusa. Rev Chizda, though, got upset if it was already time for davening and you went to look for water, you know, it's not appropriate. It's time for daven, so you didn't have water. Just use anything you can. But then the Gemara says, Hani mili l'kriyashma. For Kriyashma, he got upset. Aval l'tfila mahader. But for the Amida, you have to search for water. You have to go search for water. The Gemara goes through how many details, how far forward, how far back. But we see there are differences. So, again, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Havi Zohir b'kriyashma b'tfila, but there are differences between them regarding the shirt, regarding the hefsik. So what exactly is the root difference? Also, there's one other ha'ara. Again, Daf Tes we had twice already, but the first time was on Daf Tes, the concept of davening at sunrise. at sunrise. So what do? We say everything right beforehand, and then right when the sun comes up, Hashem is supposed to say, Tiftach, we start the Amida. Isn't it interesting that that's the moment? You know, I might have thought that we want, the moment the day starts, we want to be Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's as if that's background. Right? The Iker is the Amida, Hashem is supposed to say, Tiftach, and Kriya Shema is just, you know, make sure you say it beforehand. What do you mean? Isn't that like the most important? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? That should be the moment of a Sikin, and yet not. That's beforehand, according to what we paskin, and the Amida comes afterwards. So what exactly is the message of all of these, elements? Again, there's more, but we'll leave those questions for now. So there is a well-known Reb Chaim. Chaim Soloveitchik notes that there seems to be a stira in Chazals and stira in the Rambam. Stira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila has two statements, again, based on earlier sources. Ava. The Rambam says in one place that one has to have Kavana throughout the Shemona Esrei, throughout the Amida, and if one doesn't have Kavana in the Amida, so then one is not Yotze the entire time. And yet the other Gemara, the other Chazal say that one has to have Kavana during the whole thing, L'charchila, but b'di'evet, as long as you had Kavana during Avos, so then that is okay. That he put it together. You have to have Kavana for the whole Shemona Esrei, or just Avos. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefila, Chamisha Dvar Ma'akman Es HaTefila, Afal B'Shigi Yezmana. There are five things that you have to make sure you have. Even if the time of Tefila has come, you have to make sure you have these things. Number one, Taharas HaYadayim. That's the Gemara that we just had. Right, you have to make sure, the Rambam is a very strong believer about washing hands. The Kisuya Erva, make sure the parts of the body that are supposed to be covered are covered. Also, as we just saw, my higher standard for davening. The Taharas Makom HaTefila, to make sure the place where you're davening is clean. That was the past three blot we had in the proximity of waste. The Dvar Machovsim Oso, make sure things that disturb your Kavana are removed. The Kavana Salef. And then he goes through each one. So let's skip to the one that's important for us now. He goes through the hands. And then he says, Kisi Erva, Taras HaMakom Tefila, Hispalo Makom Soa, Dvar Machov Simoso. Somebody, if things that bother him. Somebody has to go to the bathroom. Somebody has other things going on. And then says the Rambam, Kavanas Alev Keitzah Da'al Tezvav. Kol Tefila She'enem B'Chavana, Ein Tefila. Davening without Kavana is not davening. That's a pretty strong statement. If it's mispala below kavana, chozer mispala below kavana. If I didn't daven with kavana, I have to daven again. Wow. That's what puts us in a very difficult state. Matzah daito mishubeshes, velibo tarud. Says the Rambam. We don't pass in this way. But the Rambam says, let's say I'm tarud. Let's say my das is mishubeshes. I have a lot going on in my life, I just can't focus. Or the Rambam gives the example, let's say I'm jet lagged. And I don't even know what's up, what's down, day, night. I'm exhausted, I'm on the plane. What? Rambam says, don't daven until you calm down, until you have Yishev Adas. So the Shulchan Aruch does not say that, because, you know, then we'd be waiting a long time before we daven. But also, lo lespala shetis yashiv daito, lefichach, habam en aderech, v'hu ayef, o meitzar, ayef o meitzar, amin saris, aser lo lespala shetis yashiv daito. Amr chachamim shloshe yamim, ashi anuach v'diskar daito v'yachach yispala. It takes 3 days after a long journey in the days of old. But, you know, but what's the kavana? The Rambam says, you have that kavana when you daven. Shiyifana libo micho machshavos. You got to remove all the thoughts. But ask Reb Chaim. It's based on Chazal and Rishonim. But Reb Chaim is the one that made it famous. So what exactly, how do you answer the stira? One Rambam says you have to have kavana in all of Amida, and one says only the first bracha. Says Reb Chaim, there are two types of kavana the Rambam is talking about. One kavana is knowing what the words mean. You have to know what the words mean. You should try the whole Amida, but Be'ikaron, it's the first bracha is the key for that. Pirush Amilos, to know what the words mean. For Avos, to know that we're here on the backs of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and God is all the descriptive words that we use. But then there's another type of Kavana, which isn't even Kavana, Reb Chaim says. It's part of the definition of what prayer is. It's not even you daven, and you also need to have Kavana. Without this Kavana, it's not called prayer. And that's what he says, Amida lefnei melech. We have to know that we're in front of the king. Even if we have no idea what we're saying, but we have to recognize that we're in front of the king, that we're talking to Hashem. And that's what Reb Chaim said, but it's in the Rambam and it's in the Rashi. Right, the Rambam says, let's continue reading the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's kavana? Shifana libo mikol machshavos v'yira atzmo ki'ilu hu omed lefnei hashchina. We have to feel as if we are standing in front of Hashem. Lefichach, tzarach leishim akodem tefillah, and therefore we have to wait a second before we start davening. Kedei lechavet is libo, v'yachakach yispala benachas v'sachnunim. Rashi says the same thing. Rashi on that Gemara we just had, chaf hey aman aleph. Rashi, by not wearing a shirt when one davens, why does one have to wear a shirt? Unlike Kriya Shema, tzarachu laharo says atzmo, ka'ome lefnei amelech. V'lamod ve'ema. Aval Kriya Shema, enam adar v'fnei amelech. But Kriya Shema, you're not standing in front of the king. We'll get to Kriya Shema in 2 minutes. But that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, and that's Ma'akev in the whole Amida. We have to recognize what we're doing, even if we don't know what we're saying. What are we doing? We're talking to Hashem. We have a private audience. We have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Amida is defined as. What we're starting today in Brachas, Daf Chavav, for the next couple of prakim, we're talking about the conversation that we get to have three times a day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nira de kavana zu, says Reb Chaim, ein amidin kavana, rakshu me etzem maisa tefila. It's part of the definition of davening. V'ein libo panui, v'ein aroas atzmo sh'omei lefnei Hashem u'mispalel, ein zem maisa tefila. That's not called tefila. And therefore, that is the definition of the Amida, a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik, in his own way, Rav Chaim's grandson, talks about this in Ish HaEmunah, in a beautiful piece where he discusses that, isn't it interesting that tefillah started, when was tefillah enacted? Right when prophecy ended, right when Nevuah ended. That's when the Yanshe Ketzer Gadolah decided, we need to have a fixed tefillah. And he deals with, you know, why exactly did that, what exactly does that mean? Why did that happen? So explains Rav Soloveitchik beautifully. The Chazal knew that Nevuah was ending. Chazal knew that prophecy was going to be no longer for a long time. But they did not want to accept the tragic reality that there would be no direct conversation between God and man. Because how could that be? There's not going to be Nevuah? So they said, okay, a conversation has two sides. There's always one side talking and one side listening. If God is not going to talk to us, we're going to talk to him. And therefore, tefillah is a hemshich of nevuah. It's two sides of the same coin. Nevuah is just God talking to man, and tefillah is man talking to God. But it's all the same conversation. It's all the same reflection of emunah. Klalo shel davar, tefillah v'nevuah hein shtei hagdaros nirdafos ledu siach hanosei ofi shel bris bein ha'elokim v'ha'adam. That's what it is. They form a team. Achein kihilas ha'tefillah nolda. Right when Nevuah ended, it eternalized. Tefillah eternalized the message of Nevuah. The only difference is who's talking. He starts the conversation. It comes from man. And then he quotes this amazing line, Heim sirvu lihikana, they refused to be pushed down and to fall prey to the mitzias historit, va'achzaris, to the terrible reality that there wouldn't be a conversation between man and God. They didn't accept that. They couldn't accept that. And therefore, they created tefillah. Without that conversation, the Jewish people would cease to exist, and that would be it. And therefore, tefillah takes that place. But what does that mean? Tefillah is a conversation. Just like Reb Chaim says, Amida l'fnei Hashem. Davening, the Amida every single day, is a conversation between man and God. But there's one added element to this, and then we'll get to Kriya Shema. It's not just a conversation. Soloveitchik points out an unbelievable ha'arak. I got putting together a few different pieces. The Gemara that we'll have in a couple of days in Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara says on Chav Tes and Mabez that we shouldn't make our tefillah keva. We shouldn't make our tefillah set. What does that mean? Gemara is a couple of days. Number one, Rav Oshia, kosha tefilaso dome alav kamasui. Our prayer shouldn't be like a burden. Shouldn't be like a masui on us. Rashi right there. Hainu lashon keva, cho kavuahu alai lehispalel, v'tzarach ani laseisi dechovasi. I have to daven. What a burden. We like we're happier, as the saying goes. We feel good when we davened, not when we are davening. Like we walk out of shul, okay, done. Got that burden over with. No, that's not what davening is supposed to be, says the Gemara. Shouldn't have it as an ol. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, but one second, there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, where Rashi talks about the sugya, again, a Shas topic of mitzvos lav lehenos netnu. Mitzvos are not described by their hana'a. The meaning, if I'm mutar hana'a, I'm not allowed to get benefit from somebody, they can still blow shofar for me. Because mitzvos aren't called benefit. they're halachic. And what are they? And Rashi says there. Again, I discuss Rashi in that sugya. Rashi says, Lav lahenos ninu li Yisrael, lios kiyumim lahem hana, elo la ol al savareim nitnu. Mitzvahs are given to us to be a burden. So one second. It says here in Brachas Chavtas Mabeis that we're not supposed to daven as a burden, but Rashi says that mitzvahs are given as a burden. It says Rav Salvechik, not davening, not tefillah. Other mitzvahs we have to do because obviously we love to do mitzvahs, but we have to, and know it, why are we doing this? Because Hashem told me to do it and I accept the all mitzvahs. Davening is not like that. Tefillah has an element of not that I have to do it, but I want to do it and I need to do it. And I appreciate the opportunity that it is. And it's meduyik in that first Mishnah that we started off with in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah there says, I didn't read the next line. The Mishnah says in Perek Beis, Mishnah Yigimel, Havizar b'kriyashma b'tfila, be careful, in kriyashma and tfila. Next line of the Mishnah. Uksha tamis palel atasi lascha keva. And when you daven, don't make your tfila keva. But it left out kriyashma. Kriyashma could be keva. Tfila dafka shouldn't be keva. When we dive in this, A, it's a conversation, but it should be a conversation that we naturally want to have and appreciate. And maybe that's even why the Ramban doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah saseh. Right? Big sugya in tefillah, right? The Ramban counts, the Ramban doesn't. Maybe to emphasize and reflect to us that it's not about having to do it. It's about wanting to do it. Obviously, when you do it, it's recognized as a ma'isa tefillah, but it shouldn't be something just that we have to do. That's tefillah. Let's go back though now for a few minutes to, okay, then what's kriyashma? Kriyashma is not a conversation. Kriyashma is not, doesn't have these standards as we had in halacha. So maybe if one could think about it, if the amida is the conversation, then kriyashma is the declaration preceding the conversation. And then what allows and causes the conversation to happen. Because if you think about it, kriyashma is the only time in davening when we're not talking to God, really. We're not asking anything. Right? The Amida, we ask, we thank, we praise. What are we doing by Kriyashma? It's about us. Love Hashem. Put on tefillin. Put up a mezuzah. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God. Who are we talking to? We're talking to ourselves, Shema Yisrael. We're talking to other Jews. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael. We're talking to Bnei Yaakov Avinu, the original time that the Pasuk was said. But it's not about asking or talking. Obviously, everything we say, Hashem is there and listening. But conceptually, Kriyashma is a declaration of emuna, a declaration of what we have to do in our life. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. As the Mishnah said at the beginning of the second parak, this all Kabbalas Amalcha Shemayim, then all mitzvos. That's what, and then Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim, as we spoke about. That is declared by a Jew each time we say Kriyashma. And once we do that, then that's the introduction to the conversation. We have the declaration before we have the conversation. And maybe the declaration is what allows it to happen based on a source that we spoke about last week as well. When we spoke about Birchas Kriyashma, even a little bit in the, when we spoke about Birchas Kriyashma, what was that recently? Putting two sources together. Number one, the Rambam says, we've spoken about this before, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Brachas, there are three types of Brachas, Birchas Shevach Vahodah, praise, Birchas HaNehenin, and then the Rambam says, Kishem. Just like we make a bracha on Nehenin, on pleasure, so too we make a bracha on mitzvos. And ask the Rav Soloveitchik, again in a different context, what is the connection between making a bracha before I eat and making a bracha before I do a mitzvah? You know, it's two different things. But before I eat, that's what's called a matir. That's what allows me to eat. The food belongs to Hashem, and when I make the bracha, I recognize that it belongs to Him, and therefore I'm allowed to eat it before I eat, drink, or smell. So that's what. How is that related to a Birchas HaMitzvah? Says Rav Soloveitchik, Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir. It what allows me to do the mitzvah. What do you need? An allowance? Because who am I to presume that if I do this act, I'm going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who am I to assume that? I'm just going to do this and try to break the large area, conceptual area between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is yes. If I make a bracha and I recognize the mitzvah and the mitzvah, that relationship, so then I'm allowed to do the mitzvah. So birchas and mitzvah are matirim, part one. Part two, we spoke about the shita of the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham notes that there's no regular birchas and mitzvah on kriyashma. We don't say asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. Why not? Number of answers given, but the Abu Draham said, because the whole purpose of a bracha, a birchas hamitzvah, is to be mekabel al malchus shamayim. And that's what Kriya Shema is itself. The whole essence of Kriya Shema is exactly what a bracha is meant to be. You don't need a bracha before Kriya Shema because Kriya Shema serves that function. Kriya Shema is accepting the yoke of heaven, Kabbalah Zom Al-Hashamayim. Put together these two points. Number one, a bracha is a birchas mitzvah, is a matir to do the mitzvah. Number two, Kriya Shema itself serves the function of a bracha. So put those two together and then we have our answer. Kriya Shema is the matir to Shemona Esrei. Is the matir to allow ourselves to have that conversation. Only once I declare what I have to do in life, I declare Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Yichud Hashem and Kabbalah's mitzvos, once I make that declaration, so then I could go have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it itself has significance and independence. Of course, it's Kriya Shema. It's Kabbalah Zom HaShemayim. It's a separate mitzvah saseh. But it also serves as a preparatory stage for the Amidah. Why don't you have it by Mincha? Okay, the earlier one, the effects. We spoke about that Egel Tal. The effects of the morning Kriya Shema still stays. And that's why you don't need a separate Kabbalah Zom HaShemayim before the Amidah of Mincha. But either way, this is the case. One leads into the other. And just finally, one final point, and this shouldn't be, based on this, it shouldn't be something that I have to do. Once I make that declaration of I need to live my life, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, with all the mitzvos, then it should be an amazing recognition that, and I get to have a conversation with the Borei Olam. It should be something that we run to do, something that we can't wait to do, not something that we have to do. Something that we are privileged to do, and that is that's Al Ta'aseh Tefilas Chakeva. It should be an outgrowth. Right, we've mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon is quoted in the Ran at the end of Psachim, why there's no bracha on Hallel at the end of the Seder. Towards the end of Magid, we say Hallel, and there's no bracha. So Rav Haigon says, because that's said as a Shira and not as a Kriya. What's the Pshah? What does it mean, Shia versus Kriya? A lot of Rav Soloveitchik thoughts today, all from all different places. Rav Soloveitchik explained, because after speaking 2 hours about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of Egypt, and He did everything for us. At the end of that, what should we do? Okay, everyone, get ready. Let's say a bracha. We are not going to recite Hallel. No, it shouldn't be something that we have to do, a formalized recital. It should be a natural, spontaneous outpouring of emotion. That at the end of these 2 hours of thinking about what God did for us, wow, I have to say Hallel. Sevi has a parallel, that's Kriya Shema and the Amidah. After we recognize what our life is about, is supposed to be about, in terms of Kriya Shema, in terms of all the acceptances that we do through Kriya Shema, again, Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and Talmud Torah, and Tefillin, and Mezuzah, and Kabbalah Zal Mitzvos, and Schar Va'onesh, and all the Yesodos that we mention to ourselves in Kriya Shema, then we should naturally recognize that, wow, and now I'm going to talk to Hashem. What an opportunity. I'm going to have a conversation with Him. Remember, the Malachim, we never find the Malachim Davin. We only find that they have sing Shira. Only we get to have the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to recognize that amazing opportunity. But this is about the transition between Kriya Shema and Tefillah, and this is this point in the Masechta, Daf Chavav, is the transition itself between Kriya Shema and Tefillah as we get into the sugyas of Tefillah. Okay, we'll stop here.